This is Sightlines with Cameron Lohman and Ben Price with a special electoral report.
Hello, this is Cameron Lohman and Ben Price, Sightlines' chief political correspondent. Welcome to a very special series of Sightlines where we get political about our art. We're in the full throes of municipal electoral campaigns right across Alberta. Here in Lethbridge, we have 3 mayoral candidates and 29 vying for seats on council.
With all those platforms and political promises out there, it can be hard to keep everything straight. Cameron and I will be speaking to candidates about their platforms and how they might affect the arts scene and youth of Lethbridge.
For today's special political report, we're joined by Ross Morrell. Thanks for taking time to speak with us this evening.
Thanks. I appreciate being here.
I guess just to get started, if you just tell us a bit about yourself and why you chose this election to run for city council.
Well, I've been living in Lethbridge for about 10 years, and I really love the city. I've raised 3 boys here. They've all gone through the schools. And I found out from, I sit on another nonprofit board, and we really made some change. And everybody said we wouldn't be able to make change. And I got involved, and we did make change. And that really opened my eyes to say, well, if I want to make change in Lethbridge, I got to get involved. And what's a better way to get involved than to run for council?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Better to have your voice heard out there than not being represented, for sure. What do you believe, or what are your 3 main big issues you think Lethbridge is facing at the moment?
I definitely think one of the biggest issues that Lethbridge is facing is the high cost of living here. And when I say high cost of living, I'm talking like affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be our rents and property tax, which is another issue. I seem to be the highest in the province. And I think they really need to be dug into, find out what's going on, and see what corrections we can make to fix that. And it'll have that ripple effect. If you can fix that, I think a lot of other issues will be fixed as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third thing I would say is the spending. We got to have transparency and let people know where we're spending and why, and let them have a say in what's being spent. I mean, after all, it is everybody's money that's pulled into the purse for the city. So.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Like Cam mentioned before we started recording, we are interested in the arts. We both work in the arts field, and we know that Lethbridge has had the design and planning phase for a new performing arts center brought forward to council. Is this something you're in favor for, and would it be something that you'd continue to push to have done in the city if you were elected?
Yes, I believe, we've made that commitment. We should honor it. We need to make it happen. I really believe that that kind of thing really brings a lot of prosperity to a city. I definitely will advocate for it, for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, just a follow-up to that. So the capital investment project, the CIP, set aside $7 million for the design and planning phase of the performance art facility. But the grant, which quite a bit of the money that the city gets from the province, comes from a grant called the Municipal Sustainability Initiative, which last year gave our city, I believe it was $21 million. And a lot of that, all of that goes into capital investment projects. However, in 2021, which is the year that the design and plan gets fully presented to council, the Municipal Sustainability Initiative is actually set to expire, and there's not really a replacement that's been set out yet. So we're not too sure where funding might come from for the rest of the project. So do you think that it's worthwhile to still use the $7 million to design a project that we're not even too sure if we're going to be able to build?
Well, I think it's definitely, we got enough advanced warning that, we can kind of dig into the plan again and put our heads together and see what can be done. What other source of income? Maybe we can bring some private enterprise into it. Where there's a will, there's a way. And I think it's an excellent project. And, I'm sure there is a reasonable solution to this.
Yeah, absolutely. No, private public partnerships are very common amongst the arts scene. So that, I think that's a very sensible course of action. I mean, when we look at places like the Genevieve Yates Theater, it has a namesake to it because somebody paid millions of dollars towards the building of that facility. And in Calgary, the Jack Singer Music Hall, again, quite a bit of money from its namesake. So I think that's definitely a reasonable course of action. As you said, finances are a very important thing amongst our city and maybe trying to tighten the public coin purse a little bit because, spending has definitely gone up over the last couple of years. Poverty has also been on the rise in our city. It's estimated that every one in every five children in our city live in low-income housing, and as of 2015, Lethbridge was listed as having the second highest low-income population in the province. Is there anything that you kind of have like initial reactions to that for, or any idea of how we might be able to tackle that issue?
Well, I am kind of shocked that we are. I mean, this city is such a so-called wealthy city in the sense that everybody talks about our farming communities around. They always say that, we have the richest farmers in Canada here. And so to hear that you're saying that it's that poverty is low, but, I guess I can kind of see it. I live here. I understand it. And again, that kind of goes back to one of my issues. I'm saying the high cost of living. I know lots of people. I've spoken to lots of people. And, rents that are really seem unreasonable. People that are working, a good portion of what they're making is going to put that roof over their head. And, I've even talked to people where they said after they pay the rent and the utilities, there's nothing left, even for food. And I know our food banks here, are very running low always. They're always looking for help there because, there's a lot of people who use it. I know that I've seen the people there that use it. So I guess I can see that. And it's definitely something that's got to be taken care of. If we can get that housing cost in control where people have that money, I can see bringing it up to at least a livable scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. Ben and I have both been students in this city. We definitely understand the balancing act between rents and food and all that. I mean, currently I rent an apartment in town and it's
crazy. It's expensive. I know. I even talked to a lot of students, I've been out talking to people and that's another issue that I didn't really bring up in the three, but we have two post-secondary schools here and, institutions. And, I heard that our retention rate is less than 30%. And so I started asking around and saying to these people, why are you leaving? They're saying, I'm so sick and tired of paying high rent. And it seems like this is a very expensive place to leave. I got to go live somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And, so again, like I said, if we can get that housing issue under control, it's going to really have a ripple effect that's going to bring a lot of things back into line. I'd like to see us keep that talent here from those schools. They're great schools. We're very proud to have them. And, they're creating great people. And we want those people. We want those people to seek jobs here and feel comfortable living here and, prosper here, right? So.
For sure. Another thing, Cam, going back to the arts questions and things like that, I'd like to talk about the Twin City project. Lethbridge is one of the only cities in Canada that keeps its formal relationship with its Twin City, St. Laurent, Quebec. They've commissioned every year, they do art exchanges. And this year for the 150th, they just stepped it up a little bit, and they spent $250,000 was set aside to commission a piece of artwork and ship it to Saint Laurent. And it's been quite a hot button issue amongst quite a few people, because they don't think we should be spending that money on artwork like that. And is this something that you would you fight to continue that relationship with the city in Quebec, or would this be something you'd want to put a stop to as well?
Well, you know, it sounds like a very interesting program that they've been running. I'm not 100% familiar with it. You know, I'm kind of new at this, but, you know, one of the things I would say, and this is the one thing that I really want to, if I was, you know, elected as a councillor, is try to get more feedback from the public. Like I said earlier, you know, we're in control of the purse of the Lethbridge citizens. Mm-hmm. And I really think it's important to take it out to the people, ask their opinion, see what they want to do. You know, I don't think it has to be eliminated, but, you know, maybe some sort of spending cap or you know, budgetary. It's got to fit into the budget and let people, the citizens of Lethbridge say, hey, is this what we want to do? Or, you know, maybe we should only spend $50,000, not $250,000, or, right. you know. So I really believe it's the public should have a say. That's what's really kind of come down to, I think, is listening to the people and hearing what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So I just have a quick question about that. Sorry, you're just talking about public engagement, which has made me think of something. So in our last civic election, it was a really low 29% voter turnout.
Yes.
So how do you think we get people more involved in municipal interests?
You know, that's a great question, and that's definitely one of the things that I'd like to do is how do we get the people more engaged? You know, I heard some stats too that we're one of the lowest municipal numbers going out to vote in our municipality here, and it's disappointing because, you know, I think people maybe have gotten fed up. It's something I definitely want to dig deeper into and go out and ask people, you know, how would they like to hear more? How do they want? I mean, I know there's always you know, social media and stuff like that, but or, you know, with the technology we have today, there's got to be a way to find out what people are thinking. I know they hold plebiscites and you know, get people's feedback there. There's a bunch of different ways that we need to look at it and really see what works for everybody. And again, that's a public opinion, is to find out from the people, how do they want to know? And once we can figure that out, I think, and get people educated and let them know what's going on. Again, the transparency thing, you know, not hiding anything from them. I think we'll go along the long ways for sure.
Yeah, no problem. Sorry, I just have to quickly go through our list here. We just want to, is there anything that that you're kind of feeling is a pressing issue that you want to talk a little bit about that we haven't talked about yet?
You know, I think we hit most of the hot topics. I mean, homelessness, that's something else that I've kind of wanted to take on initiative. You know, I've heard that, you know, Medicine Hat has eliminated it, and it would really be nice to be able to say that Lethbridge followed suit and eliminated its homelessness. And again, that goes back to housing issues. And I know our shelter here is brimming to the top of people. It's, you know, I know they're turning people away. And, you know, it's something that's got to be dealt with. And you know, get those people into a lifestyle, living, and out of those shelters and stop homelessness. I think that's another very important thing that I would like to look at. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think we've covered all the questions we've had, and if you got all your points out, then we thank you for your time this evening, and wish you best of luck in the rest of your campaign.
Perfect. Well, thanks for having me here, and I appreciate you letting me speak my piece, and we'll go from there.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ross.
Thank you.
Well, there we go. So getting a fresh perspective. Oh, geez, what?
Okay, so when we do these interviews, we stop the interview and we hang up with the person, say our piece with them, and then we start again to record this little end bit. And you've never been so loud before.
I apologize.
Yes, freaking bust
Let
my
me
ear
start
caps
this again.
Yeah.
So we had a fresh perspective from a... No, I think it's a cool perspective to talk to somebody who's been on the outside looking
yes.
in.
It's good that a citizen decided they weren't getting heard from where they are and are changing that by getting involved.
Absolutely. I think that's that is the point of democracy.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, if enough people feel the same way as him, then all the power to them and let him be elected. But
thanks to
yeah.
the Greeks.
Yes, absolutely.
Great people.
The Grecians. They knew what they were doing. But yeah, no, I totally got off topic there.
That's okay.
But that's okay. That's what we do. But no, I'm very excited to see how everyone reacts, because incumbents have between an 80% and 90% chance of being reelected.
Really?
Yeah.
So
and
how did the people that weren't incumbents get back on?
Well, this is the thing, is that it depends. Especially in years where there's really no glaring issues,
yeah.
and no one is really being held to account for a specific action.
Yeah.
A lot of things that are coming up are future actions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So when we look at this year, I mean, there's one councillor that's not running, so there is for sure one seat available
right.
that will be filled by a new voice.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if there is enough discontent amongst citizens of Lethbridge to elect a couple new voices to council.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I guess we get a day off tomorrow.
We
so.
Sure do.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But then it's back at it
it's
for
back,
Monday.
Yes,
so.
It's a busy life. And
it is,
getting
but you know what? I'm really enjoying it.
Me
so.
Too. I'm having a good time.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So,
and
yeah.
And
please remember
all,
to.
Yeah.
Oh,
one more thing. Go ahead.
No.
Nope,
mine was an ender.
Stupid. One. Remember to what? Oh, yours is an ender.
Remember to like our Facebook page, share this video, or not video.
Oh,
God,
this is terrible. God,
this is awful. Like our Facebook page and share whatever this is, our podcast, and make sure that we get. Make sure we get the word out so that people get out to vote for October 16th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our producer has told us that we can no longer say in the live recording our names at the end. So you
oh.
have to just say, thanks for listening to, and then our pre-recorded stuff comes in and says our names, and I guess it's stupid.
Okay, so I just have to go, thanks for listening to.
Name of thing. Yeah, don't say it. Yeah, we weren't ready yet, so it's a good thing you didn't say it.
Okay.
But I think we're ready now.
Okay, so all I have to say is thanks for listening to and then stop, or do I have to say thanks for listening to name of our thing?
Yeah, thanks for listening to name of our thing.
Cool, awesome. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
1, 2, 3. Thanks for listening to name of our thing.
Thank you for listening to Sightline's special electoral report with Cameron Lohman and Ben Price.